friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Son, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. This is going to be so good. I've been looking so forward to this conversation. Second hour here on this terrific Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop. Joining us on the line is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, buddy. I've been looking forward to this interview because the judges in the Michigan appellate courts have come out with a lot of decisions this past week in other cases unrelated to anything you're doing, anything you're basically involved in. But one of the judges made a statement, and I found this to be very interesting. The Michigan Supreme Court has two seats up for election this year. And heading into that election, heading into the convention process, which is when the candidates will be announced by the Republicans on March 28th, and then the Democrats holding their convention, I believe it's April 21st, April 19th, something like that, a month later. One of the things that he said was pretty interesting. He said the two seats that are up on the Supreme Court could cause certain opinions to be changed heading into the election year. He said some of these judges or justices actually for the Michigan Supreme Court could be changing their position on certain cases heading into the election. Have you heard or been strategizing about that? Is that potentially one of the reasons why you're talking about appealing your case to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, it's a great question. I wish that we had been having this conversation 5 years ago. And when I say we as the electorate, going from a basically a 5-2 Republican majority to now a 6-1 Democrat majority, we definitely need to be having conversations about these things. What I worry about is these jurists use the Michigan's Constitution as their baseline. Unfortunately, in the 5 years since the two big COVID mandate rulings came out, that court has completely flipped, and it seems like they're really politicizing the judicial branch, which is not good, because you'll start to see this pendulum swinging back and forth. And in 2020, we got favorable rulings based on the Michigan Constitution in recertified questions. A couple of these other things, there was a Michigan legislature had a lawsuit as well. Of course, everybody knows about Carl the Barber. But what you're seeing now is this pendulum swinging back to the Democrat side. And unfortunately, you're getting rulings like the T&V case that are mooting things out, which I'll talk about in a minute. But this is the real problem, is we're starting to politicize a document that has black and white words in it. And that's my real worry.
There you go. Teeing up Ian Murphy's short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord, staying on through the break. So basically teeing you up for your thoughts this morning going forward in this pending litigation. You wanted to make a comment before we had a hard break there, and I want to let you pick up where you left off.
Yeah. So what's really interesting about your question, and I've mentioned it here before, you know, we have a lot of open seats coming up, you know, governorship, secretary of state, attorney general, Senate seat, all these things. It's monumentally important, at least from where I sit, in, like I said before, that drastic change of that pendulum swinging so far over to the Democrat Party and our highest court here. The real problem that we're seeing, in my opinion, is the highest court in Michigan is refusing to adopt certain doctrines. And the federal constitution provides some pathway for these things. But so my case, and I'll say it now, we have officially appealed to the Michigan Supreme Court for the Iron Pig case. And mainly because what we want to challenge is the idea that the government can simply rescind an order and they don't have to follow any kind of rules. They're not liable. They're not. It's called voluntary cessation. And it goes to the larger part of this thing called mootness doctrine. And that's what they've done with so many of these mask mandate cases and these other health department cases, is they've just mooted them right out of court saying, listen, the pandemic's over. The emergency orders have been rescinded. Well, other states have adopted voluntary cessation doctrine, where it basically says, and I know I'm getting nerdy, but this is so important. It basically is saying just because an entity rescinds an order or a thing that they did is no longer happening does not mean that they can evade judicial review. And that's what they're doing with our case. That's what they did with the T&V catering case out of Macomb County. They said, listen, this company is out of business and the pandemic is over. There is no longer an emergency, so we don't need these orders. So we're going to rescind those orders. But the power still remains. And that's the other thing, is the health department refuses to say that they will never use this power again. So how can you have a voluntary cessation when the health department is nowhere in any of these court documents for 5 years, Randy, have they ever said, we promise to never use this law again? And by the way, even if they did, that standard is not good enough to overcome the voluntary cessation doctrine. So these are the conversations that I'm having with these people now, is listen, we've got to get judges on that panel that understand we need a mootness doctrine, we need voluntary cessation in Michigan, and quite frankly, we need these jurists to get back to the letter of the Michigan Constitution. You cannot allow one branch to write laws and enforce them. That's essentially what the health department has done. That's essentially what the Michigan Public Service Commission has done with Public Act 233. These are just two cases. Two cases out of everything that's going on in Michigan right now.
Well, my concern is there is a couple of people saying they're running for governor. They're even running TV commercials to that effect that I think would be very good candidates for justice of the Michigan Supreme Court, one of them being Tom Leonard. And I've reached out to him directly. I've had friends reach out to him, won't even return my call. And we're heading into the Republican convention March 28th down in Novi. County conventions are February 26th. And I'm like, Tom, I'm sorry, dude, but with Perry Johnson getting in the race with his $9 million he's spending here in the next 60 days, and he alleges that he's going to spend up to $50 million to basically get his name ID out there and get the voters to vote for him for governor, I'm sorry, dude, your numbers aren't even close to his, and I don't think he has a snowball chance in heck of winning the Republican nomination. Why doesn't he drop out and run for Supreme Court justice? I think he'd make a great Supreme Court justice, and he's got name ID. He's been out there all over the state, you know, running for governor. I think it'd be a great opportunity. Have you had any conversations with Tom Leonard?
I have. I've had lunch with Tom. Nice guy. Love his positions, most of his positions. I don't know all of them, but I can't disagree with that sentiment. My only thing is I do like what he's saying about running for governor. And I don't know the next guy up is saying those same things. I haven't heard much of what Perry is saying yet. I just know what the other candidates are saying, and they're saying some good things, but by and large, I feel like Tom had us, in my opinion, has some of the best positions. Now, I also agree that if he were to suddenly change his mind, sort of like Garland Gilchrist did,
sure.
Not trying to compare the two by any means, but
no.
If he were to do that, I would vehemently endorse that idea of him going to the Michigan Supreme Court.
Yeah, that would be a game changer. Now, the only other question is, who's the other Republican going to be? Because at this point, I haven't seen any announced candidates yet. I don't know. Have you heard anything over on your side of town? Have you heard any other candidates running for Supreme Court?
I have not yet. No, huh?
Yeah.
Which is kind
either.
Of startling, but.
Well,
we
got basically, you know, a month here before the county conventions. 3 weeks and then a month before the March 28th after we get through the county convention. So hopefully somebody will step up. I'm hearing rumors that Doug Lloyd might consider doing it, since he's trailing, as it appears, in the polls to Kevin Kievsky for attorney general. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. Speaking of your pending litigations, let's get into then the process. You made the decision, and you, in fact, did go ahead and file an appeal to the Supreme Court?
Yes. It was filed on Sunday and officially went active yesterday.
Yesterday.
Groundhog Day.
yeah, there you go. 6 more weeks of winter. So explain that process. What is the timeline, and what do you think is going to happen with the Supreme Court justices? Is it automatic that they'll take up the appeal, or can they refuse to even take it up?
They can refuse to take it up. So we send out an application for leave to appeal from the Court of Appeals to the Michigan Supreme Court, brief them on exactly why. I mean, 63 pages went up to them. Only about first seven pages were new, discussing the voluntary cessation rule, their refusal to disavow using those laws again. So essentially what happens is they can sit on it. They can decide to not hear it and just simply say Michigan Supreme Court is not hearing this case. Or they can take the case, and it requires 4 jurists to all agree that they want to hear that case. I know we have at least 2 on that panel right now that would be willing to hear this case based on comments they have made in the past about my case, and we were also referenced in the T&V Associates case. My real hope is that maybe they'll sit on this for a little while. Maybe we'll get some new judges up there come fall, and maybe that'll be just enough for them to say, hey, we want to take this case, because we do need to look at the idea that a government agency simply has to wait for a business to go bankrupt and or simply rescind that order that they issued causing the controversy to begin with. Because nobody in this state can make a logical argument that this isn't detrimental to the public and also of great public significance. They shut this state down for the better part of 2 years using a health law from 1972. How is that not important?
Sure.
And quite frankly, it flies in the face of everything that we know that Michigan's Constitution and the federal Constitution is there to limit government power, not the other way around. And these rulings simply bolster the idea that the government can do essentially whatever they want during an emergency power time. And that is not the case. The Emergency Management Act is the only thing that can govern the executive branch's conduct during an emergency, period. We need that affirmed by the Michigan Supreme Court. That's what I want. And I'm hoping that they take this case. I don't think that they will. They'll probably come back quickly and just say, we're not going to hear this case, and we're done.
Wow. Well, the thing of it is, and I thought, I guess this has now been months ago, that you said, or I think you said, that was it either the appellate court or was it actually one of the current Supreme Court justices in Michigan said that they had an interest in having you bring that case in front of them. Was that, was that a Supreme Court justice or was that an appellate court judge?
That was two Supreme Court justices, one from either side of the aisle, to be quite
frank. Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're still there on the bench. That's Bernstein. And what was the other one?
Brian Zara.
Oh, yes. Brian.
I believe it was Zara. Yep. And both believed that it was an issue of great public significance. And they did want to hear because they knew that other cases were going to come along. Unfortunately, they couldn't convince the other panelists to take the case and basically said, listen, the Court of Appeals needs to hear this first if they are going to hear it at all. T&V Associates ruling comes out. Health Department says, oh, we got a favorable ruling over in the Court of Claims. Let's get rid of the iron pig. We don't want that. The facts are too good in that case. We got this mootness ruling saying, hey, that business is gone, they're bankrupt, and the emergency orders have been rescinded. We're all good. We're all good. No problem. They let that go all the way up to the Michigan Supreme Court with six Democrats and affirmed that ruling saying, sorry, guys, we're flushing you all the way back down to the Court of Claims. You guys are done.
Yeah.
This is the problem, is we have this disparity between essentially the three levels of the judicial branch, not including the administrative judges, which to me are mostly a joke.
Sure.
But they should all be going by the letter of the Michigan Constitution. And that's what I'm advocating for, is we've got to get back. We've got to get away from this politicization of it and get back to the letter of the Michigan Constitution.
And I'm sure in those 63 pages, that's exactly the argument you guys laid out.
It is. And essentially asking the courts to adopt, you know, the mootness doctrine, the voluntary cessation doctrine as well. Just because the government rescinds an order should not mean that they can evade judicial review. It can be repeated. So they should come before a judge and have to explain themselves. They did that once in recertified questions, and we saw what happened. The emergency powers of the governor, gone. That's now unconstitutional and completely stripped from Michigan's constitution. That's what we need to do and reaffirm, what is it, Section 2 of Article 2, basically saying separation of powers. One
yes.
branch cannot do the job that's vested in the other branch, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one good thing, this last little bit of snow and, of course, six more weeks of winter. I bet the south location is doing really well with the snowmobilers and the ATVs.
Man, it's been jamming. I'll tell you, we've got an all-volunteer crew that plows and maintains our trails here in Otsego County. Trail 7 goes right in front of the restaurant on Old 27. They've done an amazing job, I got to say. We're getting a couple of fresh inches every day. And those trails are being ridden so hard. But, man, I'm hearing nothing but great things about trail conditions. And I would suspect with the 140 or 150 inches that we have now that it's going to be here for a little while for sure.
Good deal, good deal. IronPigSmoke.com if you want to go there for all the details for various events coming up. Real quick, anything on the radar we need to announce this morning?
Valentine's Day, we've got an amazing dinner scheduled for Saturday, February 14th. Reservations are recommended. Like you said, ironpigsmoke.com. You can make reservations. And then I've got tea to spill, but I can't do it. Next Tuesday, we've got something fun to announce.
Very cool. Looking forward to it, brother. All right, sir. We greatly appreciate you. We'll talk.